It is time now for the Trader Bills Fish Report, brought to you by Trader Bills. And joining me is Philip Kastner. Philip, if I was a betting man, I would say Grandpa's a pretty happy guy this morning.
Yeah, it was a big weekend for me. Started off Saturday morning, my 7-year-old granddaughter Paisley Langford shot a 10-point off of a stand that her and her father had been working pretty hard for the last 3-4 weeks getting ready. I'd like to thank Brooks and Patty Gray Nichols for letting us have that on their property. It was a lot of fun out 70 East. It's one of those deals where you just don't forget it. Got pictures all over Facebook about it. And, you know, it's really, really fun to watch a 7-year-old get that excited about going hunting and fishing.
This kind of runs in your family. Each and every year, the girls get their deer.
Yeah, that means I get to clean and haul and pick up and move. But that's great. That's fine with me. I enjoy it. Yeah, all the girls are hunters, all my daughters and granddaughters. And then after we got through deer hunting Saturday morning with the granddaughters, then I took my 2 daughters to another lease that we're involved in and set up deer stands there for this coming weekend as well. So, yeah, I'll be with them again all weekend again.
Well, I know it's nothing unusual for your daughters to kill deer.
No, they're all pretty good shots. My youngest and oldest both can hold their own at 100 yards, that's for sure.
All right. Well, from what I can see on Facebook and such, this weekend was pretty successful.
Lots of deer pictures at Trader Bills' Facebook page. If you want to look, last time I saw there were over 20 kids' pictures of deer that they harvested this last weekend. Definitely a lot of good deer running around. Not difficult to find them, that's for sure. Any place that you go in the state of Arkansas right now, it's just crazy how many deer you see running around. Lots of guys are showing and out there with their kids all the different things that you can do and have fun with, so that's great.
Well, I know it was a kids' weekend for deer hunting. I know in front of my house, I don't know how many boats I saw going toward Lake Hamilton. You got any fishing reports?
Yeah, I went out yesterday on Hamilton, yesterday afternoon, had a lot of fun, breaking fish everywhere. A bunch of them were yellows, yes, I know that, and some of them were whites, but there was a lot of black bass jumping around, too, in Kentucky. That stretch between the Big Mazarn and the 270 Bridge, that's about a mile and a half between those two. The entire way, the surface was just full of fish breaking on topwater. And it didn't really matter where you went the whole time as you're running down the lake. You see fish jumping off, you're spooking fish off the sides of the boat. Caught some whites and some yellows, but quite a few Kentuckys also in that stretch. So a lot of good topwater fishing still going on.
Outstanding. Great time of the year, no doubt about that. What is happening at Trader Bills?
Got a big selection of ammunition out here, guys. Modern gun season opens this coming weekend. Trader Bill's stocks Federal, Remington, Hornaday, and Winchester ammunition. Got a big supply of guns still in stock and Nikon optics to put on all of it. So if you're getting ready for the upcoming gun season, please stop by.
Go by Trader Bill's, 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs, 623-8403 is the phone number. Philip, do appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom.
Trader Bill's Fish Report brought to you by Trader Bill's.